ninth pack of Pesachim, Mishnah Yud. We were talking about lots of different carbon petals that got mixed up, and our Mishnah is talking about different scenarios. Shnei Chavush and Tzav Pesachim. The two groups, let's say each group had five people, and they, each one had a carbon Pesach, and they got mixed up. So now we have a big problem because we want them to eat the carbon Pesach, but neither of them can eat that carbon Pesach. He's the only one that eats the carbon Pesach, belongs to you. And it's the other one, it's the other one. After chapter, you can't say, I'm going to let you have my piece. Too late. So, El Moshchem Lehem Echod, the El Moshchem Echod. Before the Shechita, each one picks one member of the Chabura, and they say, Echod me Elo Boitel Elo, Echod me Elo Boitel Elo. We learned before that you're allowed to switch your ownership of which carbon Pesach you will bring up to the Shechita. So since it's prior to the Shechita, so we have, we call them numbers, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 1, and you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and the other one. So number 1 goes to the group of 6 and above, and number 6 goes, takes the place of 1. So now basically what we have in each carbon, we have one member of at least, and it was at least in the most of the night, so we have one member of the second group. We have 4 from one group and 1 from another group. Then, one from this group goes to the other group, and this is they make such a condition, and they say, "Im shalanu hu petach ze." They go to, they have two carbon petach, we call them Aleph and Beis, and they go to carbon petach Aleph, and they say, "If this carbon petach Mr. Aleph, not Mr. but the sheep Aleph, is ours." So now you're taking the shuchas mishaloch, the nimes al shalanu. If this is our carbon pesach, so you want to leave the other carbon, the second carbon pesach, and we want to be part of this carbon pesach. Im shalchoh pesach hazeh, if this is your carbon pesach, then you're taking the shuchas mishalanu. We want to leave our original one, and we want to become part of yours. So basically, they're covering themselves. Now, Kohen Pesach number Aleph, Mamonoshef is going to be shaft to these people. Because if it's theirs, it's theirs. And if it's not theirs, then they want to switch now to be part of this one. And the other group does it the other way around. Yeah. The reason why we make this situation that we should have a situation that you don't just have five from one group and five from other group is because they can't all be Moshe themselves from the Kohen Pesach. You have to leave one behind. So this way, a Manoshef is always going to be one left behind. They're also going to have a Manoshef, all of them on specific Kohen Pesach. The same thing would apply if you have five Chaburas. Each Chabur has five members, each one has 10 groups, and each one has 10 members. Each one, from each chabura, we take one, and there's one individual. Before you start this tonight, we have a situation that you have every koven as members of each chabura part of it. This way, we're going to be assured that you won't have any koven left without anybody. They say the same also that we said before.